and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward. Always streaming on the Civic Media
ABC
app.
News, I'm Andy Field. Moderate House Republicans tell ABC News they are calling to expel Representative Matt Gaetz from the Republican conference and add punishment for the other seven Republicans who voted to remove Kevin McCarthy from his speaker's job.
I think as a conference, we have to acknowledge the reality. That is that we cannot all get our way all the time. There can't be petulance. There needs to be progress.
New York Republican Congressman Mark Molinaro says House Republicans must address divisions in their conference. Senator LaFonza Butler attended her first lunch meeting with fellow Senate Democrats. She's filling the seat left vacant by late Senator Dianne Feinstein.
To be able to sit in her seat, knowing that I will never be able to fill her shoes, is the honor of a lifetime.
More than 75,000 Kaiser Permanente workers are on strike, claiming the healthcare system's engaging in unfair labor practices. Two sides have been negotiating a contract since April. This is ABC News. Washington State man sentenced to 4 years in prison for setting fire in 2020 to a Seattle LGBTQ bar. Justice Department says 28-year-old Calvin Garcia pled guilty to arson, admitting he set the fire to a dumpster behind a queer bar in order to trap and harm people inside. A new list ranks the best TV shows of this young century.
Topping the Hollywood Reporter's list of the best TV shows of the past 24 years.
Advertising is based on one thing. Happiness.
Mad Men reigns supreme. The AMC show about the flawed souls who work at a Manhattan ad firm in the 1960s made John Hamm and Elizabeth Moss household names. The list ranked by three Hollywood Reporter TV critics who put The Sopranos at number two, Succession at number three, Tina Fey's 30 Rock in fourth, and HBO's The Wire at number five. Elsewhere on the list, BoJack Horseman, the top animated show at number 10, with Survivor, the top reality show, at number 23. Jason Athenson, ABC News, Hollywood.
Andy Field, ABC News.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again.
And a defense that just...
Down he goes.
Won't.
Intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover forced.
Join us Saturday. It's the Big Ten home opener against Rutgers. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football.
WLAK, 1260 AM, Lake Air Amory.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org, brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know what's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
The Todd Alba Show.
You can't impeach someone before they've committed an alleged crime. Even principled conservatives are going to look at that action and say, come on, what's going on?
The Todd Alba Show.
Dan Knoedl, Republican of Germantown, said he was moving forward to uphold his quote-unquote constitutional duty, which is a joke.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
It's the Wild West of how students are using generative AI.
As educators, there's sort of six responses that we can have to these new tools. We could ignore it. Mm-hmm. We could ban it. We can try and outfox it. We can teach about it. We can actually teach it, or we can teach with it. I think the most exciting one, of course, is to teach with it.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
He shouldn't even have BLTs. That are a terrible sandwich.
Oh, I love BLTs. That's
so like
the one deli sandwich I could have.
Greg, don't yuck my yum, dude.
I will.
We've already established on this show today that Greg is happy to judge people's yums.
Bring me your yums, for I am the yum judge.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
That's GreatWallyDina.com.
Portions of Native Roots Radio may be pre-recorded.
You're listening to the best of Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake. I'm your host, Wakunjahade, Distant Thunder. My colonized name is Robert Pilot. We discuss national and local Native American news and events. As we all know, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
The indigenous. Get up, stand up.
They are going to become more brutal.
Because all the hippies are going to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Hey, Kutagi, to all my friends and relatives in four directions, you are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. We discuss local and national Native news and events, and as you know, Haley, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
They are, Robert, and this portion of the show is supported by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, you know, I was just running down the stairs here at the studio. We're at the mothership here of AM 950, and upstairs is the bathroom. And I've had too much caffeine today, so this is going to be a really fast show, I feel like. But we have a couple guests on. We should, first, before we get going here, we have an update from the governor of the great state of Wisconsin. We love everything about them except their football team. So let's take a quick listen.
Hey there, Native Roots Radio. Governor Tony Evers here with my weekly update. Folks, expanding access to high-speed internet across Wisconsin has been a top priority for my administration since day one. And we're proud that no administration in state history has done more to expand access to high-speed internet than we have. Since 2019, we've allocated more than $340 million to ensure more than 395,000 homes and businesses will have new or improved, reliable, high-speed internet. And now, thanks to a more than $1 billion investment through the Federal Broadband Equity Access and Deployment Program, we'll be able to keep building on our progress and getting folks connected and closing the digital divide in every corner of the state. Having access to reliable high-speed internet is a necessity for how we do work, how we learn, and how we see our doctors, how we stay connected to our communities, and so much more. Unfortunately, Republicans rejected my plan to invest $750 million into expanding access to high-speed internet and provided zero new state dollars to get every home and business in Wisconsin connected to high-speed internet. And while the federal funding will help bolster our efforts, we still have much more work to do to close the digital divide in our state. With a historic state surplus available, this should be a priority because the longer it takes to get everybody connected, the more costly it will be for a state to catch up. We're We're going to keep working to make sure high-speed internet is accessible and affordable for our kids to learn, our families to get connected to the resources like healthcare, and for employers and workers to keep our economy growing. Thank you. Back to you, Robert, and Native Roots Radio.
Hey, thank you, Governor of the great state of Wisconsin. We are now live on Facebook and YouTube. We had the had it muted there a little bit, Haley, but we got a couple of great guests on that we've had on before, and we're really excited to hear about what they're doing and what kind of opportunities are out there. And so I would really love if you guys could introduce yourself and talk to our audience out there in the great, where are we here, the Midwest.
Hello, my name is Wabin Smith. I am the co-chair of the Indigenous Employee Resource Group at the Department of Transportation, and I am an enrolled White Earth member and Navajo.
Wow, right in
from St.
Right,
Paul.
Hey, St. Paul, the capital city. We love the capital city here, even though we're out in the suburbs of Prairie Island. I am from St. Paul, so welcome, Wabin.
Thank you.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for having us. I am Ian Walking Elk. I'm also a member of MnDOT's Indigenous ERG, and I'm an enrolled Crow Creek Dakota, but I'm also Hopi and Southern Sitsis and Hinonai.
Welcome, you two. And there's so many opportunities. We're going to be talking a little bit about MnDOT, and we've been running ads, and it's exciting what we have out there for our Native community and everybody listening, too. There's work out there to be done, and what a beautiful way to have a career that you could be with for most of your life. And I know that's important in a lot of different ways. Wabin, what do we got out there? How can people listening reach out to you, and what kind of job opportunities are out there that would be awesome for us?
So, you know, as you said, we do have we've been running some news ads, some ads. I did have a recording with an ad, and I did place a number out there for the people. You can go to our career website on MnDOT.gov. careers, and we'll have a list of our open positions along with Lena Garcia's phone number. I believe I said that on the ad. I'm not quite sure. I didn't get the okay with her to give out her phone number on this.
Cool.
This interview. Sorry.
No problem, Wabin. Can we talk just a little bit before we get going too deep into this? Is like, how important is this to have representation here in the state of Minnesota with these job opportunities? I think it's kind of groundbreaking what you two are doing here statewide.
Yes, we are working to establish here at MnDOT as an employer of choice for the Indigenous populations. We try to provide a platform for the community-based educational programming guidance and a space for employees to share ideas in support of MnDOT's vision and the processes of the Indigenous employees that work within MnDOT and within our employee resource group.
Yeah, definitely. And I want to get our other guest in here, too. How important do you feel like it is where we have representation here? And I think it's really important, and it's really cool to see you younger warrior women here leading the way in MnDOT in many different ways.
Yeah, for sure. It's nice to hear being called a younger warrior, but it's really important. And I think we talk, to use like some of the buzzwords in our community, we talk a lot about resiliency and we talk a lot about inclusion. And this is one way, I guess, this is one way we're doing it, you know, where I look at it like whatever we do that talk about burdens and things that happened before us, whatever we do to make things easier for that next generation and us being here. And sometimes, yeah, we have to get put on the spot and we have to carry that load of teaching people about ourselves, even though sometimes we just want to be. But we're here to do that. We've put ourselves out there for that. And I guess personally for me, I have daughters, I have a son, and I want them to go to work one day and not have to focus on being so resilient and not call certain places the belly of the beast. I want them to go to work and just get to be. So it's really important for us to be there.
Right. And I think, too, the other side of that, too, is that it's really important that you're there to help us maneuver through the system, too. Because, again, a lot of times we talk about systems that aren't made for us. And so whether it's birth certificates, applying correctly, you help with those things, too, right?
We try. You're muted, Robin.
Sorry about that. We try to give them resources. So we do, you know, we do community outreach. We do, I don't know if you've seen our faces within the community, like during certain open houses, our community events, we try to make a presence there, and we do try to get resources for employees that do come to MnDOT as employees and join our resource group. We try to give them resources as much as possible. So.
Yeah, that's exciting. Can you guys hold on? I think we're kind of just getting into the tip of the iceberg here, and we want to really have you speak your truth. And what I want to do is I want to basically turn the show over to you and have you talk about what you want to talk about. I think that's important, and it's always really important for our community to be able to speak and not have me directed in a way. So when we come back, I'd like you guys to speak your truth and really give a good synopsis and overview of what we're looking for and what you guys are looking for, if you wouldn't mind. Hey, you're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and we'll be right back after this short break.
Stay with us.
Oh.
When we heal from our traumas,
when we face our fears,
let go of our addictions,
when we relearn our values,
when we live our teachings,
respecting our elders,
cherishing and honoring our children,
when we honor and take care of our spirit,
there will be no room left for sexual violence.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Be a vaccinative. As the fall season continues, new COVID-19 variants threaten the health of not just you, but our elders as well. These new variants might even evade previous vaccines. That's why it's important to stay up to date. The newly authorized vaccines target current variants effectively and are FDA approved for ages 6 months and older. But there is an important note. These are the first COVID vaccines to be commercialized, which means there may be costs associated with them. Speak with your health insurer about your coverage before scheduling an appointment to avoid a surprise bill. For those without health insurance, help is available. Ask your health clinic about options or visit vaccines.gov for free locations. Getting vaccinated protects you from severe disease. Don't put yourself or elders at risk. So be a vaccinative and protect our community. This message is brought to you in partnership with the Minnesota Department of Health.
Hello, Minnesota. This is Tom Hartman, and you can catch me every weekday from 11 to 2 right here on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It's smart radio for smart people.
Hi, this is Gina. Matthew, I will not read this next line.
I'll be your snookum wookums.
Fine. My husband is the sexiest radio host in Minnesota, Matt McNeil.
Dang straight.
When it came time to replace my vehicle, I wanted an option that was safe in the environment. I wanted a hybrid. My RAV4 hybrid is a greener vehicle without sacrificing style and comfort. I love my Toyota hybrid.
Toyota hybrids are incredibly fuel efficient. Test drive one today at Rudy Luther Toyota, 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
Aneen, I'm Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan, and you are listening to Native Roots Radio.
We are a Lusa Nation.
Hey, welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by JS Bean Factory off Randolph Avenue in St. Paul. Native-owned, bringing us the best coffee, keeping us awake.
I am awake, and I love that coffee. Remember Steve's blend? Yeah. I always say that. It gets me, in a good way, fired up.
in a good way.
Yeah. So if I ever have to do any like protesting, or anything like that, I go to Steve's Coffee because it keeps me going. Hey, we got a couple great guests here, and I wanted to ask you before we let you speak your truth and what you want to talk about. I wanted to ask you, each one of you, start with Wobbin. How did you start this journey working with MnDOT, and how's that really progressed over the years, and how'd you hear about your job?
Well, I started with MnDOT when I went to my workforce counselor. I believe she was the same work counselor as Ia, but I got through MnDOT. I started working at MnDOT through a work program. Great program. I was a single mother, obviously working to get off the system. And I was actually selected or picked out by Alicia to apply for the position that they were posted because of my skills, my skill set. So I applied. And, you know, like the normal Native American, Indigenous, First Nation person doesn't really want to be working for the government. I did have a bias, and I was thinking when she was telling me, you should apply for this, you're the perfect person, I believe your skills, you'll do great. I was agreeing with her, but then I was also thinking in the back of my head, like, yeah, I'm not going to get this position. I'll apply, but, you know, I was already in that road of pathway of, like, just already being, you know, denied things, certain things that I want to go after. So when I applied, I got the interview. I did the interview, and I was, you know, given the position. I accepted it. And I was kind of iffy about it, but getting into the position and finding out how actually it works, it kind of changed my mindset. So I started back in 2011, 2012 in the Office of Finance as an administrative assistant. So from there it took off. And it's been, you know, it's been challenging to work all these years with different people, different supervisors, different leaders. And it really is very reflective of who you are, how you were raised, and what direction you're going to take your life. That's how it worked out for me. So,
well, that's awesome. And you've been there for over 12 years, and that says a lot right there. Ms. Walking Elk, how did you start?
I have a similar story to Wobbin's. I was living in St. Paul at the time. It was probably 20, and I was trying to work my way. I was a single mom. I had a new baby, and I worked with Alicia Smith at the American Indian Family Center and Jenny Thompson, some really amazing Native ladies, and Barb Fairbanks. They're all amazing at what they do, and they really, really do want people to be better. And it came across similar to Wobbin's story. It was a temporary position, like a foot in the door, if you will, is kind of how it was sold to me. I got all excited. I got all fixed up. I did my job interview. Didn't get the job. Oh. So I was just, you know, I was like, oh, okay, well, that was cool. Now I'm kind of, it was better prepared, I guess, for more job interviews. And as I like to call it luck, but maybe fate would have it, the person actually ended up withdrawing from the position. Mm-hmm. So they ended up asking me to take it. I got in there temporarily on a 3-month contract at the Department of Human Services. Got to know a lot of people, helping with all anything. They had a backlog of things I was working on. And I met other people who said, hey, there's a position at DOT. Are you interested? And I truthfully didn't know what I was interested at the time, but I knew I wanted to work and learn. Mm-hmm. So I accepted. It was another temporary position, but it was a foot in the door. And that was over 12 years ago.
Wow.
So kind of bounced around a little bit with different positions. I worked as an executive assistant to the state engineer. He soon realized I wasn't the best assistant. Just kidding. He helped. I moved within my office, so I worked as an extraordinary enforcement coordinator, basically hiring highway patrol and work zones. And then I went back to school for a little while, and now I'm a discrimination investigator. And I've been here for about 5 years. So it impacted my path, but it also, like, it gave me new pathways, I guess you could say. Mm-hmm.